A mixed but mostly unimpressive payroll report spread a bit more doubt about the resilience of the U.S. economy, pressuring stocks to finish their toughest week in some 18 months. The S&P 500 fell 1.7% Friday, sealing a decline of 4.25% for the week, while Treasury yields continued to slide in anticipation of a higher risk of a wobbly economy and likely deeper rate cuts from the Federal Reserve over coming months. August job growth was 142,000 positions. That's below the 160,000 forecast, while July's already disappointing total was also revised lower. But the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2% from 4.3%, and overall, the labor market still seems to be slowing rather than turning lower in a pronounced way. Meantime, first half leaders in semiconductors continued to drop after a poorly received report from Broadcom. The semi sector is now 24% off its high from a couple of months ago. Though on the bright side, the average non-tech stock in the market is holding up reasonably well. September's start has been as rough as the history books suggested that it might be based on seasonal patterns, though the longer-term uptrend in stocks remains in place and many economic growth scares lead to a decent buying opportunity rather than a recession. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.